This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The last decade or so has been real good for the American oil and gas industry. Lots of exploration and expanding economy into which to sell all that oil and gas. Could even call it, were you so disposed, a boom time. Thing about boom times, though, is they eventually go bust. And when that happens, the consolidation begins. Mergers and acquisitions of targets of opportunity, of which QEP Resources out in West Texas is today's example. It's being snapped up by Diamondback Energy for about $2.2 billion. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that the word du jour in the shale-rich Permian Basin right now is contraction.
When oil prices were over $130 a barrel in 2008, investors with little experience in oil and gas tried to get in while it was hot. Michael Lynch is a fellow at the Energy Policy Research Foundation.
You know, the old joke about the doctors and lawyers putting money into it. People really became irrationally exuberant and threw a lot of money at it. People bought into a lot of high-cost production that they shouldn't have done.
He says in the early days of the shale revolution, because the technology was new and innovation was happening every day, many companies developed specific expertise. But Joseph Tripke at Liam LLC, an energy industry research firm, says the sector has matured, the economics have deteriorated, and many companies are overleveraged.
And so all those things kind of add up where it does make sense for this industry to consolidate. Deleveraging is badly needed, and M&A provides a vehicle to do that.
He says M&A, mergers and acquisitions, just make sense right now. The industry is also preparing for an incoming Biden administration that could be harder on oil and gas than its predecessor. Energy companies are already trying to get more sustainable, but Alex Beaker at Wood Mackenzie says that's often when it makes sense for the bottom line.
I think we're still kind of on the cusp of seeing companies go out of their way to employ technology that is good for the environment, but maybe hurts the bottom line.
He says when that day comes, it could signal a real pivot for the future of energy production in the U.S. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.